Southeastern Wildlife Expo coming up in Charleston. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network, and I'm Mike Davis, and I am joined by Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, tell us about this. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Well, you're right. And for those of us who attend it, it's just become known as CWE, which is the acronym for the Southeastern Wildlife. But this is, I think, nearly the 36th year going on. We have been involved for nearly 10 years, and it's a great opportunity to show nearly 40,000 people what South Carolina agriculture is all about. We've become sort of the one main attractions there at Marion Square Park, right in the middle of Charleston, and it's a great opportunity for some quality chefs to show just how creative you can be with South Carolina farm products.
Well, and Charleston certainly has its share of qualified chefs. This is coming up February 16th through the 18th, so not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. Tell us a little bit about how agriculture plays a part in this and what we can expect at CWE.
Well, again, we use our talented chefs, not only from Charleston. You're right, there are lots there. But this year, of our four chef ambassadors, we have three of them coming to do a cooking demonstration, and the whole point is to show what's coming from South Carolina farms, how you put it in a great recipe, and it all comes under that banner of getting wild in the kitchen. Now, I can't speak to people's cooking habits and how wild they get, but the whole point is to bring some wildlife into a meal along with some South Carolina grown products and mix it up and have a great great time there cooking. I'll just tell you, this weekend is Blanche's birthday, and all my three sons are coming, and we're going to get a little wild in the kitchen ourselves.
Ooh, yeah.
And everybody have a little part in making a great birthday. So it's that type of thing, just having fun in the kitchen, knowing what South Carolina farmers are bringing to it. The tent that we have there in Marion Square really has become a great anchor, if you will, for CWE, and if there are 40,000 people that attend that festival, I think at least 38,000 of them come through that tent. So a great exposure for South Carolina agriculture.
Absolutely, and food experts Matt and Ted Lee will be there. Foodies know them as the Lee brothers, and as you mentioned, three of the state's four chef ambassadors are going to be there as well. So there's going to be a lot of great food and a little something for everybody to enjoy.
That's right. It is a good partnership that we have with Matt and Ted Lee. The whole purpose in a lot of these things is to build that social media following for certified SE grown or fresh on the menu or restaurant program, so that South Carolinians know how to look for the South Carolina farmers' products, where they shop or where they dine. So that's our whole purpose of putting this on there at CWE, is to connect up South Carolina farmers with South Carolina consumers, and probably a lot from other states will be there as well. So it just helps that image, a reputation, if you will, of South Carolina farms products.
And the certified SC tent will be there. And as you've talked about with us before, there's the Roots of Your Food videos. People have a chance to get plugged into what's going on with those.
That's right. We'll be showing those under the tent there at Marion Square. And again, I've said it before, how proud I am of this program, because it highlights our farmers and what they do every day to serve South Carolina consumers. Really highlights the passion that they have. So it's a great opportunity for folks passing through the tent, maybe while the spouse is shopping at one of our 28 vendors who will be there, a husband or a wife, the other members of the party can stop and enjoy those Roots videos, just to learn a little bit more about some of our great farmers from across South Carolina.
Admission to the Wildlife Expo is $25 for Friday, $25 for Saturday, $15 for Sunday, or you can go to all 3 days for just $50. And the SCDA events are open to all ticket holders. Visit SEWE.com for details, and you can get tickets there as well. Commissioner, will you be attending?
Yes, I'll be there, and I'll probably host some of the cooking demonstrations. We have a chef along with an MC just to keep the crowd engaged and asking questions, and that's really what makes it a lot of fun. I think Patricia Pastides, wife of USC President Harris Pastides, is going to cook for one of our segments, and I think I'll team up with her. So it's just a lot of fun, but it's all done with a purpose in mind.
That sounds great, Commissioner. It's the 36th Southeastern Wildlife Expo coming up February 16th through the 18th at Marion Square in Charleston. With Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.